salary increase the union sought for this academic year and instead provides a retroactive 5% raise to July 1st of 2023 and provides a 5% salary increase starting on July 1st of this year. This means that students at Sonoma State University should plan on being back in class this morning. The Redwood Gospel Mission has secured a second location and will open a new thrift store later this spring. The 10,000-square-foot space on Southwest Boulevard in Rodart Park will not only have a huge showroom of goods for sale, but will also have a processing center where people can bring their donations. The Gospel Mission currently operates one store on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Healthcare, war in the Middle East, and former President Donald Trump divided the four candidates for California's U.S. Senate race last night. Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and Katie Porter, as well as Republican businessman and former Dodger star Steve Garvey, took to the debate stage at USC. Now, there was no clear winner. The next debate with the same four candidates will be on Monday, February 12th at 7 p.m. A 77-year-old man from Ohio was killed Friday night in a one-vehicle crash in Napa County on the Silverado Trail. Vale Miller was riding as a passenger in a Mercedes-Benz when it went off the roadway into a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was taken to Queen of the Valley Medical Center with minor injuries and has not yet been identified. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. While Sonoma County got a good soaking over the weekend, San Diego bore the brunt of the storm. During a three-hour period, a whopping 3 inches of rain fell at National City, while 2 inches fell at the San Diego International Airport. Floodwaters swept away vehicles and caused cars to pile on top of each other in parts of San Diego. Several feet of water inundated the Mountain View and South Crest neighborhoods, and multiple highways, including Interstate 15, were shut down.
It's important that you save your vote for the November election. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again.
That is not the voice of President Biden. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office is saying it's investigating a robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from going to the polls during today's primary election. It was sent to voters on Sunday and appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. The Farmhouse Inn out in Forestville has landed on Condé Nast Traveler's Gold List for a third time, one of only 75 hotels worldwide to get that designation. Meadowood in Napa Valley also made the list. The only other California hotel named was Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Our KZSC News Time is now 5:33.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
The Y is celebrating 70 years this month, so all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. In sports, Joel Embiid scored a franchise record 70 points, the most in the NBA this season, to lead the Philadelphia 76ers to a 133-123 over the San Antonio Spurs last night. The Warriors will play the Atlanta Hawks at home tomorrow night. And your forecast today, turning mostly sunny after a very dense morning fog. Highs should be in the low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance for showers late. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, early rain. Changing over to showers. Look for around a quarter inch on average with highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
We need pie.
What?
My granddaddy always said, if you got a problem that you can't solve, it helps to get out of your head. Pie is good.
It worked for Josh Brolin and Will Smith in Men in Black 3, pie. And today is National Pie Day. Now, pies have been around for thousands of years, and the recipe really hasn't changed much. It's still a pastry that's filled with something either sweet or savory and served on a plate or the dish that it's baked in. And do you know the most popular pie in America? Well, you can probably guess that would be apple pie. However, the most popular pie in California is reportedly pumpkin pie. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
KZST's Debbie Abrams. Of course she talks to herself. Sometimes she needs expert advice.
I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull. Nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to agree with the party started here. Welcome to your Tuesday at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 542, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa. Some relief from this latest storm. Yes, a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures heading into the low 60s. And by the way, 7 inches of rain is what the North Bay received in this recent storm. Apparently, Camp Meeker got 7.2 inches of rainfall. The wettest coastal area. Good morning.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine. Cheap a few for a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting, looking down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people.
ZST.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. How do I breathe without you? I'm feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Yeah.
101.1 KZST. Welcome to your Tuesday. It is January 23rd, 5:54, 47 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Want to pass along some good news for Sonoma State employees and the entire CSU system. A tentative agreement has been reached after all 23 campuses went on strike. It was expected to last a week. It lasted one day yesterday. That walkout did include hundreds at SSU, which means back to the classroom for Sonoma State students and faculty. Good job.
See you on the street and walk on by. Make me wanna hang my head down and cry. If you gave me half the chance, you'd see my desire burning inside of me. She chose to look the other way. I've had to work much harder than this, but something I want, don't try to resist me. Open your heart to me, baby. I hold a lock and you hold a key. Open your heart to me, darling. I'll give you love if you, you turn the key. Think that you're afraid to look in my
surprise.